So what right now we've got the triangle. Now it's not always going
to
have a right angle.
You have to justify it.
So how do I go about justifying
the
triangle?
You take the angle, you pull it down to the original x and y axis, and you justify it as a right triangle.
So whatever the height of B is, you would continue that down.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just, I'm going to...
Well, now, that's how you get A, but when you get B, you'd pull it up, you would adjust, see, your hypotenuse will continually move from
okay,
your angle.
So let
you
me gotta just,
have,
just
you gotta
draw.
Justify, you just gotta justify your angle to a right angle, so you can, so this works, because otherwise, your sine cosine is going to be queerly aberrated, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's what the issue is.
Yeah.
The issue is that I'm trying to find a sine cosine of something that isn't actually a triangle.
That isn't an angle.
It isn't an angle. Okay, so for example, I'm going to draw the triangle. Now, you can basically, you know what I'm drawing here.
Okay.
Okay, so there's my initial triangle, let's say,
but straighter.
In order to solve for A, so these A, B, C are placed on the graph based on the prices of the pairs. I know that we know that, but let's just see. So what we're looking for is all three angles.
Yes.
Correct? Okay, so in order to find A, we have to extend basically the AB tangent to the x-axis in order to
make it a
right triangle.
That's correct.
Okay, cool. So let me just get this right. So basically the whole thing would be the triangle, and this would be the right angle at the axis.
Correct.
So now what we have to do is we have to solve for A, really.
That's right.
Okay, so let me
just... And then once you find that angle for A, then you have to do the same thing for B. And remember how you'll justify that, the amount you have to move it to justify the right triangle so that you can pull your wavelength, you have to take that amount off. Remember?
Okay.
When you pull that, when you extend that AB line segment to right justify your triangle, then...
Yeah.
When you do that to B, you'll basically create a smaller triangle, the amount that you extended that line segment, and you would subtract that angle from your B angle to make it work.
Yes, I would use it would still be the right, yes, okay, you'd still use that right triangle, but you would
you just
find,
subtract that addition.
You'd do the same equation again and then subtract it from 90.
Okay.
Or
your value.
Oh
yeah.
No, from the value of.
Yeah.
Basically, we first find A. Okay, so let's what should I call this? AA angle A, and then I'll do AB. No, I shouldn't call it that.
No.
What should I call it?
Leave it as A. Leave your value of A, your plotted point, as as A. You just know it's the degree of the angle of A.
Okay, so I'll put A degrees. Okay, so in order to solve...
A degrees, that's very good.
In order to solve for that, I make the whole thing a right angle triangle, and then I use one of the I forget them, all right. It's either opposite over hypotenuse or adjacent over hypotenuse or opposite over tan. Adjacent.
To set your pi 1, pi 2, pi 3, pi 4 on the imaginary line going from A over to B1, A1, your period.
Yes. So what values, so in order to find the A angle, how do I do that? What values
Google
do I
Google how to justify a right triangle, and it'll tell you.
Okay, so I need to go, but I don't know. Oh, it's just opposite. Oh, wait one second. In order to, you have to do opposite over adjacent.
Yeah, come on, you're on the clock. Keep going.
Okay, so I solve for A, but what numbers do I use? oh, I use the distance from the x-axis on the y. Okay, I just use those other numbers as the length of the side.
You just justify the right, exactly. You just justify the right triangle. And once you verify what the a degree is, you use that a degree to pull a sine and a cosine, and you begin at your a plotted point.
Oh,
and
so when I go sine A, sine B, it should really be this A.
Yes.
Oh, damn. Okay. All right. Another thing.
Remember.
Another thing.
Now, wait.
Man,
now, this
I can't
will make
believe
sense.
I was screwing that
I
up.
Know. It's okay. We call it delayed intelligence, but you're still intelligent. It's okay. Do you remember when we had the two tangents, when we spent about 45 minutes telling you about the two tangents, and you got that easy? Then we remember the imaginary line, the top of the box, and then the imaginary line, that would be from A over to B1A1, and then from B over to B1A1, okay?
Yeah.
That top and bottom of the box, that would be the center point of your circle that your sine, cosine would be juxtaposed regarding. Your peaks and troughs would be based on that pretend diameter of the circle. You see?
You have
a straight line and it's spinning, and that wave is spinning on that axis line.
Yeah. Like this video on, there's a great video on YouTube. I should send it to Bob about how
Bob.
Basically how a sine and cosine wave relates to a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Here, like this video. You can see this video?
Of course. That one's good. As long as it plots out 1 pi, 2 pi, 3 pi, 4 pi, and how to plot it.
Yes, and then there's another video I was watching, which is this one. And it's a really good one as well. He pulls basically all of the pies. He pulls the pies from the circle.
Yes. And so should you. So should you. Because pi is going to change, but that's coming. So it doesn't affect you just yet.
Okay, so this is one of the major issues in the formula that I've got to solve.
Yes.
Well,
and once you
that
do that, then guess what? Then all of a sudden you can your period or your frequency of how it repeats, that's what's going to have an effect on your intersection points. Because remember your sine will begin, your sine wave will begin at A, on the point of A. Your cosine will begin at minus 1 from A. Okay?
Yeah.
So now you'll and then by the frequency or the period, that'll tell you how quickly or how high and low the peaks and troughs are.
Yeah, this is another thing I think I've been screwing up. When I write the formula y equals sine x, okay? If I put y equals 5 sine x, 5 determines the amplitude of the wavelength. Okay?
Yes,
it determines how high
but
it is.
If, no, wait, no, easy. Slow down. You're too smart for yourself. You're trying to get your calculator to accidentally figure this out for you in the formula that you plug in. Ease off that. A wavelength. A sine wave based on an angle is, okay? And if you plot that wavelength, you'll get the rapidity or the frequency that it occurs based on the height, the sharpness of the peak and trough. And then it'll give you even those points so you can plot it. So when you plot it, it will give you the frequency. You don't have to add a frequency. Because if you're adding the frequency, you could just say, okay, corn's a dollar. Okay, corn's going to be a dollar and a quarter, if you could do it that way.
Wait one second. I just want to step back.
Very good.
When I have the A in degrees, so I've got that angle.
Yes.
That angle is going to be in degrees, correct?
It all should be, yes.
Now, how do I take that? I take that and I input that to find a wave.
Yes.
Or I find a wave from that. Correct?
You do. Yes.
Now, for example, 180 degrees is pi.
Mm-hmm. 3.1415925, not 6.
Okay.
That's going to change.
So how am I going to, what equation do I use? Or how do I turn that degrees into a sine wave?
Well, you don't do it in radians. And if you'll do it in degrees, that's how it'll plot it. And then you'll have 1 pi, 2 pi, 3 pi, 4 pi, and you'll be able to pull your wave from that degree, not in radians, but in degree, and it will spin the circle. Remember the spirograph? No.
Yeah.
A slinky. You know, you take a slinky and you push it all together, it would have a whole bunch of intersection points if you tangled up two slinkies, like a sine and a cosine wave. Or you could stretch the slinky out. Do you know what a slinky is?
Yes.
Oh, good. You know, it goes down, walks downstairs. Okay, if you take that slinky and you stretch it from your house to Bob's house, all of a sudden it's going to be almost like a straight line, you see, because you're stretching out that period of frequency. But that slinky is, the peak and trough of that slinky is, but if you stretch it way out, the peak and trough gets closer together to your middle point. And
yes,
if you squish it together, it goes to its maximum, and you have a many, 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 many more wave lengths, or the wave lengths are in a tighter, more compressed application. Well,
yeah, exactly.
When you have the degree or the angle that you're gauging, it will give you the frequency or the period on the very YouTube that you're describing. It'll show you how to
you're
plot
right,
a wave.
It does.
Yeah.
You see, it's all about the distance of that angle from the center horizontal diameter of the circle.
Which is not the radius because you're calculating in degrees.
Okay, exactly.
Now, see, now, your little calculator wants to do it in radians because it takes from the center point of the imaginary A line, remember the little dotted line? That's the center. That's the nucleus of the circle.
30 degrees or 60 degrees already has a set amplitude
and of course,
a set wavelength.
Yes.
Okay, so
and that's why it and see, but depending on the degree of your plotted value of the angle that's created, then you have set the amplitude. We call it period frequency of how often the peak and the trough occur between two tangents. See, well, so the only way to change that frequency would be to change the angle. Well, the only way to change the angle is to have a different value for A that you're plotting the triangulated position regarding.
Uh-huh. So you see this image in front of me right now. This
yes.
is a sine wave of 360 degrees around the circle.
It is.
Correct?
Yes.
So how do you draw a sine wave that is just like 45 degrees?
Well, you take 45 and do the sine of it.
So basically the peak is going to be the 45. Like the peak and the trough is going to be the distance.
Now, you got a formula for that process for calculating sine and cosine anyway. You just go through that formula, but take your quadrants. You've got your line segment in between the two tangents, you've got
sine
those marked.
Back.
Exactly. And then 1 pi,
cool.
2 pi, 3 pi, 4 pi. And then once you get the amplitude or the frequency or the period, call it what you will, then you know what the peak and the trough is. And then you, if the amplitude is 2 pi or pi 2, then if it's up 3, you go 1, 2, 3. And then you go and it's in the amplitude is 3, then you go to the right, 1, 2, 3, and then dot, and then you do the same thing in the trough, and then you connect the little dots in a swirly wave, and you've plotted a wavelength. But that's all achieved from the degree of your A, not the radians. Because see, a radians apply, but not to your linear plotting of a sine cosine wave.
So, for example, sine 90x, should that have a smaller amplitude? I mean, a larger amplitude than sine 45x?
It potentially could, yes.
It should, right? But for some reason it doesn't. It just
There's your tail. So when you justify your 90-degree angle, because you see, once you come up with your 90 degrees, then you'll be able to know the other. The only reason you got to justify it to the 90 degrees is because then you can get exactly what the other two angles are
It
apply in degrees. Now, your calculator is going to want to. Now, wait a minute. Your calculator is going to want to tell you radians, because it would use radians to plot that wave. We get that, but you can also click on your little thingy, your little looky box. Do you want it calculated in radians or in degrees? Well, you always want it in degrees until you get good at this. And once you get good at this, Nelson, hell, you can do this in your sleep. Then it won't matter. You'll know. You see, that's one of the visuals working for you.
Uh-huh. I'm saving this image. See, my question is, if I have to create a sine wave for all three of these angles.
Well, only two. One, you're going to do a minus sine wave.
Oh, okay. So, the sine wave of A. I'm just trying to think of, not formula, but what is the way I graph a sine wave of, 90?
Well, you don't plot it.
Or plot.
Well, okay, go to Google and say, hey, Google, tell me how to plot a sine wave.
Okay, because all I need is the one value, right? All I need is the degrees.
That's correct.
Okay, I don't need any other value for that wave.
Right.
Okay, great. That's all I need to know.
Because you're in degrees. Now, if you were in radians, there you go. You'd be having a way different conversation.
Okay, great. So now I've got
and
that.
We didn't say you couldn't do it in radians. We just said it's much more challenging.
Yes. All right, great. I'm glad I've got that aspect of it figured out, because that was bugging me. So in that sense, now I'll have a triangle that will have 180 degrees.
Yes, because you've justified it.
Okay. Now, what else? What else was I having an issue with? The Maybank rate, we can put off to the next session dealing with that. But
well, once you get this, that Maybank rate may clean itself up. Because,
yes,
you were off a little bit, but that was where to look. But see, your issue was running it. Your issue was running it from. Your issue was running it from. A bit of a crossness with your wavelengths.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Even that isn't problematic, because, look, you screwed it up and you were still close.
Yeah, I know. It was incredibly close, that one.
So, yeah, I mean, you think about it. How bad can that be when you miss the boat and you still get there on time?
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty good.
A little better than
you
thought.
Because, I am very
Nelson, now this will change your world forever.
That's
And now we're going to say this one more time. And just and you remember, if you don't get anything else we've ever told you, you get this. Okay? At the end of the day, this is what you do in your little sound bite, and you play it over and over and over and over. And every time you open an email, this is what it needs to say to you.
Okay.
You will come to the place where your stealthiness will be the most important aspect of your eternalness.
Okay.
Okay. My point is, once you get good at this, you're going to want to evaporate from some would say it's much more profitable to be infamous than famous.
Yeah. Well, that's what I think that if I'm hitting them like I am in terms of if I'm always right, I'm planning on purposely losing trades.
Well, you won't even have to do that. Just you won't have your frequency won't be as predicated. You see, if you do one trade a year, and who's going to look at that?
Unless it's
$100 million, and then they might glance.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So, but you can spread that out. So the point is, well, if you got it perfect and you hit it every time, okay, here's what happens. You go to Vegas, and every time you throw the dice, you always pass. Well, it won't be long. They'll be buying you dinner and a movie, and they'll close that table, okay? If you hit the roulette number every single time, it won't be many moons until they won't allow you to play.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you
Which
will
I don't
close
want that
the casino.
Happen.
Well, and if you get too good on the Forex, all they'll do is eradicate the Forex. There was time in your lifetime there was no Forex.
Yeah, that's true.
See? So just so you know, let's see. Here's your soundbite. This is what Ion said to you. Nelson, always remember, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered.
Yeah.
There you go.
Undercover pig. The best thing to be is an undercover pig.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, we got you in a clean sound bite, so you can break that out if you want to. So every time you have something that you listen to, make it your ringtone. In our words, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered, and that'll be fun party fodder, won't it?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
but all that does, all that is a gentle, easy place. Because see, if you're going to be a bootlegger, meaning if you're going to run a whiskey steal, you'll not make any profit if you consistently get drunk on your own liquor.
No, exactly.
See,
which
keep
I'm
it
not
separate.
Doing.
Well, just so you know, that's the point. Because now this is a closed canon as far as discussing with whom we're discussing this information with. That's been decided now. There's very limited those who have. Of course, you can do it with us forever, but newbies ain't gonna have it, or someone who just wants to take this on. That's not open for discussion. And that's important because enough, a good handful of folks with this knowing, great. Now, there's tons of stuff anybody can talk about. Good Lord, suffering cats. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
But this is enough of that for everybody else. But you can have what you please because you've engaged it, you see. That's the point.
Yeah.
There's never a big crowd on the leading edge of creation.
No. There's a big crowd after they hear about it, but then it's gone.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So then it's kind of like the Charles Schwab trading platform, buy high and sell low.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. I've got a question for you. I've been asked to, I've been told about an investment in a, not asked to invest, but my friend's, my uncle's cousin, Stanley Joffe, has a friend who opened up a silver mine in China called Silver Dragon.
Nope.
What are they doing, and is it going to do well, or is what's going to happen there?
No, they've missed their mark. See, they've missed their mark from the silver. Now, if they went after the iridium, which is very close to that, then they'd be on a leading edge. But luckily, that's not your job to enlighten them, obviously. But
no,
if they went after the iridium, that's the way to look. But silver's passed.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. And also, I was thinking about this whole nuclear catastrophe in Japan.
Catastrophe? There's been a catastrophe? We know of no such catastrophe.
Or whatever you want to call it, the nuclear meltdown of the plant.
Oh, purple. Yeah, purple meltdown. It's the most glorious day. Bob will never forget it ever, all the days of his life. He's still singing the praises of purple melting.
Is there a way to deactivate radioactive material? So, like, all this waste.
Oh, no. You'd never want to do that. You'd put out the sun. You sons of bitches, you'd put out the sun. If you could stop radiation, you'd put out the sun. I am sick and tired of sunscreen. Turn off the sun. If you could, you'd turn off the sun. That's just, it's ridiculous. You don't want to turn it off. You want to be able to thrive in it. But you already are. You already have radiation. Do you remember the big story? Dan Rather got on the thing and said the Mana radar range has a new cooking thing that's not, doesn't have heat, but it cooks it from the inside out. And then the next thing, everybody started running around going, you bringing them radiation boxes in your house and blah, 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 blah. And now all of a sudden you can run the things, you put metal in them, you can run them with the doors open. Now all of a sudden it's no trouble.
Yeah, that's a funny way of looking at it.
Yet it is, because that was going to be the doom of them all, wasn't it?
Yeah, the in-home microwaves.
Of course. And it was only a Mana, the radar range.
Because Everest is the tallest, but it's not the tallest relative to sea level.
That's correct. Hawaii is.
That's what I thought.
Hey, Nelson, we live on the side of the tallest mountain volcano.
Wow.
The tallest,
you go to the top of it,
period.
And 500, they have this observatory that says this is 500 feet higher as a big pile of rock than Mount Everest.
Wow.
We're on the side of the tallest thing, even though most of it's covered up by water.
Yeah, you're the closest to...
What?
You're the closest to the atmosphere.
Oh, there's all kinds of atmospheres, so I don't know what you mean by that.
Like, you're the closest to space on any point. You're closer to space
from
than
a gravitational field, he's the highest.
Yes, you're farthest away from the center of the Earth than Everest.
Yes, that's exactly correct. Very good.
Okay.
From the diameter.
Yes. Wow.
Good.
That's something else.
Well, it's
that's
it's
really
key.
Cool, Bob.
Well, listen
because
to this.
You
give you a little secret, Nelson. This volcano was at the center of the world when we were ascended, and the landmass was one continent. And that's why Ion came out of here. Now think of that.
Wow.
This is the original
we're just trying to keep Bob from pissing off Pele.
Who's
well,
the goddess here?
Because it's the tallest. So, yeah, you're saying that's the center, considering the fact it's the tallest. Everything could have broken away from it.
Yeah,
it
The original landmass that everybody, all the continents broke away from, this is kind of the center of that original landmass. And Ion came out of this center point. See, that's the interesting thing about Ion.
On the 33rd parallel.
Yeah.
Which they're on the way to.
Wow, that's really cool.
Now, do they have to move to the 33rd parallel, or does the 33rd parallel have to move to them?
I guess they would have to move to it.
Oh, really?
Oh, not when you're dealing with Dobbstown. They come to us.
Yeah, 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 Bob's got a mouse in his pocket. He didn't have problem relaying lines.
No, I guess not. Yeah. Well, other than the degrees aspect of this, is there anything else that I'm missing?
Just watch your minus sign cosine when you're rededicating the new x axis. To make sure that your value, your final value, after you work on all your details and you plot A2, make sure you gauge it from your new beginning new axis, your new x-axis. And then you'll see the distance between the change, if any. And if once you get good at that, you'll be able to calculate your A2 within a thousandth of a penny in change of price.
Wow. Well, in next week or whenever Bob can get me in next, I'll have one totally worked through, and we'll go over from
there.
Yes,
that's right. That's right. Now, and you know, play with this a little bit, because as now you've gotten more and more information, there's no tearing up hurry. Play with it a little bit and sort of get some working things.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Well,
now you're opening it up.
I can do that.
Yes, exactly, because look, if you go back through what we've laid out here so far, there's very little fault involved. It's just a matter of the mechanics of the autonomic response of the faults, of engaging the false premise of what you call time.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's fantastic.
You're no longer telling time, now you're making time tell.
Time tell.
It's very, very euphoric.
And,
very wonderful. Fabulous. Anything else that we're missing that we want you complete?
No, that's it.
Very, very, very good.
I'll catch you soon anyways.
Oh, certainly. Be in bliss, of course. Therefore, we are totally, deliciously, happily Raymond T. Soul.